You may have heard there's a new sport scheduled for the Tokyo Olympics. And no, it doesn't take place on a track, or a court, or a field. This one's on a wall. Rock climbing will be a new addition to the Games, and joining me is the coach of the Australian Olympic rock climbing team to tell us more about it. Duncan Brown, welcome to The Daily. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about the three formats of climbing we're going to see at the Olympics next year.
Okay, so in competitive climbing, there's three disciplines, and that's lead, boulder, and speed. The three of those are slightly different. Speed's probably the one that people can relate to the most if they've not been involved in climbing before. Two people race up a wall. Nice and simple. First person to the top wins. And it's a bit of a one-on-one race where people do a bit of a shootout format through to a final. The other two, lead and boulder. Lead is where people are climbing a taller wall, about 15 metres tall, tied into a rope, and they're doing quite a technical and endurance sort of a route up the wall where they have to clip the rope in to keep themselves from falling to the ground. And bouldering is over pads. People are probably familiar with the bouldering gyms that are popping up all over the country. So it's a more sort of problem-solving and gymnastic sort of affair where people are trying to solve short, powerful boulder problems over the mats in a short amount of time. So the three disciplines, all three are in the Olympics in a combined format. This is our first time being in the Olympics, and normally at our events, they're separate events. But for the first Olympics, they've put us in with a bit of a combined. So the athletes are competing in all three disciplines back to back to back against each other.
Oh,
so
wow.
Fairly full on.
Oh, that's really full on. Okay, so they'll have like a speed event, then a lead event, then a bouldering event, or are they kind of mixing them up a bit?
Very close. So they do the three in order in just a couple of hours.
Oh, wow.
They go speed first, then bouldering, and then lead. So the more powerful through to the more endurance-based of the three events. And there's a qualification round where there's 20 athletes, and then the final with eight athletes is after it. Like, they have a rest day, and then day three is the final, where they do all three events again back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How is it received? I heard there's been a bit of controversy about mixing the three climbing formats.
Absolutely. So historically speaking, people do tend to be single-discipline athletes. Sometimes people are two disciplines. It's quite common for people to boulder and lead because they're quite similar to each other. One's just more of a power version and one's more of an endurance version. Whereas speed climbing is the one that's a bit of the odd one out for a lot of people, even though it is, historically speaking, the origins of competitive climbing are in speed climbing. A lot of people were probably not so enthusiastic about the combined format to begin with, but it really was like a good decision that our international federation made with the IOC, because the IOC was only offering one set of medals. And yeah, if you look at other sports, if you bring in one version of a sport, it's going to be really hard for you to ask to bring another sport in and another sport in. So bringing our three disciplines in as a combined format under one medal meant that all three are already there. And now looking forward to Paris, they're already looking at offering more sets of medals and splitting the three disciplines up.
Okay.
So I think it was a clever move to start with.
Right. And it kind of sounds a little bit like you just need to get your foot in the door.
Exactly.
And then exactly. they'll let you go from there. And so
that's
tell us about some of the athletes. Do we have some good medal prospects?
Look, we're fairly new, I guess, on the international scene as far as like the higher end of competitive climbing is concerned. We've historically had a few athletes that have done quite well, getting into some semi-finals, a few finals. We've had, one or two medals here and there. And at the moment, we have some athletes that have in recent years gotten into semi-finals and even finals in bouldering. So we've got some athletes that definitely have what it takes to put on a good show. At the Olympics, it's going to be up against the absolute cream of the crop of athletes from around the world. So it is going to be extremely tough competition.
Yeah, who are the kind of leaders? Like, what countries are the really awesome rock climbers?
So at the moment, there are a few countries that tend to have like quite strong teams that tend to have like quite a few athletes in, say semi-final semi-final levels. Teams like the Slovenians, the Austrians, the Germans all tend to historically do quite well. And in the last like 5 or 6 years, the Japanese have absolutely dominated, especially in lead and boulder. They're bouldering's out of this world. But there are some one-offs where you have athletes that are absolutely top-tier athletes from a country, and they might be the only one from that country that's quite well known. So there are some strong teams, but it can be a bit of a mixed bag. There's some strong Americans, there's lots of strong Europeans, and there's some strong people in Australia too.
How do you train your athletes? Is it very specific, or is there a bit of diversity amongst it?
There's definitely a lot of diversity amongst it. So we have athletes all around the country that are in a very wide array of circumstances, and especially this year with people in lockdowns and whatnot. Yeah, our athletes in Victoria are obviously having the most trouble at the moment. And depending on what an athlete's specialty is, they might be a bit more focused on one discipline over the other if they're trying to either improve upon their forte, or whether they're trying to improve upon their weaknesses. So we've got athletes in a variety of situations doing a variety of different things. And then the actual complexity of training for an individual discipline is extremely broad. If you try and imagine for a moment, you've got a sport where nothing's ever the same. There's no one route and no one problem is exactly the same.
Yeah.
So you're actually trying to increase all of these sport-specific skills, things like finger strength and explosive dynamic power and your fitness on a route and all of these different things, at the same time as trying to make sure that you're able to problem solve and do these things very fast, because they're different every time. A big part of what you're trying to do is solve a problem and do something first try that you've never seen before. It's like chess and gymnastics all mixed into one.
Oh, I love it. What do you hope having rock climbing at the Olympics is going to bring to the sport in the future?
Well, I think we've seen over the last few years in particular with the increase in especially bouldering facilities for the general public popping up all over the world. And we've seen that in Australia the last 5 years. We've seen a lot of these new facilities. So the growth in the popularity and the community level involvement in the sport has been growing like enormously. But I think what I'd love to see from our involvement in the Olympics is potentially a bit more funding, which is something we lack a lot of, that can help grow the competitiveness of our team and improve the facilities that we've got to be able to help those young athletes grow and become the best that they can be. So yeah, I'd definitely love to see a bit more federal funding come our way eventually after our first Olympic performance.
And last question before I let you go, what are the best parts about being involved in the sport? And if people have never tried it, do you think they should?
Absolutely. I mean, I think anyone from any sport is going to say that like, you should definitely come and try our sport.
True. But why should they try it then?
So I think with climbing, one of the things that at first people, think about this, quote unquote, extreme sport. But especially these days, if you go to a local climbing gym or especially local bouldering gyms that are set up to be accessible by a broader range of the public, you can go in there and you'll be quite surprised. It's not jumping around and swinging around on your arms like a monkey like you might imagine. There's a lot of balancing and just body position work that is much more accessible to someone who maybe doesn't have like the upper body strength or the general strength and fitness that you would normally associate with a quote unquote extreme sport. So you can go and enjoy it with a total variety of people, whether they're fit or unfit or new to the sport or not. And you can all do it together and all get the same thing out of it side by side. Someone who's a professional climber and someone who's totally new can be at one of these bouldering gyms with each other, having the same experience. I just might climb on this one over here and you might climb on that one over there. And we're both problem solving, and it's a wonderful community environment where people are very helpful and very friendly, and it's more about the problem solving than it is about being strong. So it's really one of those sports that's accessible to everyone. So I'd highly recommend people have a try.
Duncan Brown, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we wish you guys all the best when the Olympics eventually kick off.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was Duncan Brown, coach of the Australian Olympic rock climbing team, telling us about what we can expect from rock climbing's first appearance at an Olympic Games.